Blog Talk Radio.
Worldwide, worldwide, online, the best radio station.
This is Chili Moe from Coast to Coast, 13th Street Records in Los Angeles. And currently, we're implementing the International Stop the Violence campaign. Our focus is on 3 points, and that is the lack of education, the lack of jobs, and poverty. So we're looking for men and women to help us in mentoring not only the good students, but at-risk students. We're also looking for businesses and corporations to step up and give opportunities such as job training and jobs to our young men and women. But we feel that by addressing the lack of education and the lack of jobs, that will be the solution to poverty. But what we really need to do is to change the mindset of young men and women, but more importantly, change the mindset of adults. And ultimately, we can change the mindset of humanity. You can contact me at www.chilimostmusic.com. That's www.chilimostmusic.com. Peace.
Hi, Dallas Fort Worth. I'm Darnell Balor, yo, new radio talk show host. Make sure you tune in to Up and Down Magazine Radio Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. All you got to do is give us a call at 347-989-1725. We talk about everything from music to news to sex to everything. You never know who's going to be a guest on the radio show. So tune in to me, Darnell Balor, Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Your voice do count. And you can give us a call at 347-989-1725. We talk about political news from Donald Trump to Hillary Clinton. You never know who we're going to talk about. Tune in to us Monday through Friday.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, and some careless driver crashes into you. What happened? Was he texting? Was he drunk? Who's going to pay for all of this? You need some answers. I'm attorney Roderick White. And if you've been injured in a car accident, call me at 214 or 817, I got you. Since 2002, I've been fighting careless drivers and big insurance companies. And if you call, I'll fight for you. So if you want real answers to your car wreck questions, and real help with your car wreck problems, I got you. Never settle for less. Call me, attorney Roderick White, anytime, 24/7, for a free consultation at 214 or 817, I got you. That's 214 or 817 446 8968. Or visit us online at igotyou.net.
Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
In your face, entertainment. In conjunction with Big Baby Productions, baby. You need studio time. You need hot tracks. You need promotion, marketing, managing. Call me, your boy, G-Fly, 910-354-5127. That's 910-354-5127. And for more in-depth information, you can visit us online at www.inyamacent.com. We're looking for talent, rappers, gospel singers, Fly and Angel Records for gospel music, In Your Face Entertainment talent for hip hop and rap and R&B artists. We got what you need, baby. High quality, green screen effect, music videos, $100. 150 with effect. We got what you need. In Your Face Entertainment talent. Big Me Baby.
Visit the website www.getfreegas.tk. That's getfreegas.tk. Are you looking for work? Or do you just need some extra money? Go to www.getfreegas.tk today. Watch the video, create your free account, and learn the easy money formula at getfreegas.tk. www.getfreegas.tk. Go check it out today.
Hi, Dallas Fort Worth. I'm Darnell Baller, your new radio talk show host. Make sure you tune in to Up and Down Magazine Radio Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. All you got to do is give us a call at 347-989-1725. We talk about everything from music to news to sex to everything. You never know who's going to be a guest on the radio show. So tune in to me, Darnell Baller, Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Your voice do count. And you can give us a call at 347-989-1725. We talk about political news from Donald Trump to Hillary Clinton. You never know who we're going to talk about. Tune in to us Monday through Friday.
Worldwide, worldwide, online, the best radio station.
Yes, we are the best radio station, and welcome to another edition of Up and Down Magazine Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Darnell Ballard, and today we're going to be talking about a lot of different stuff that's going on in our community, and we just want everybody to know what's going on, and if you want to call in and talk to us, you can call in and talk with us live on the radio. We are live on the radio right now. You can give us a call at 347, that's 989-1725. I'm texting somebody at the same time. Make sure you call in and talk to us. Let us know what's going on with you today. We're doing a lot of different stuff today in the community, and this is what it's all about. We're going live to the phone lines. We got our dear friend, my beautiful friend. She's live with us today. Good evening, Lindsay. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
I am blessed. How about yourself?
I'm okay.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we got to talk about some hot topics. If you want to get in on the conversation of what we're talking about tonight, you can press that one, and we'll talk to you tonight. Tonight, very special guest, we'll have Black Widow calling in at during the 8 o'clock hour. And we're going to go live to the phone lines. We got a lot of people tuning in to us. We're going live to area code 817-565. You are live on the radio. Who is this?
This is Jane Kennedy.
How you doing? Hey, there go my dear friend. How you doing today?
It's good, Donnell. How are you?
Hey, I am blessed. I am blessed. Cannot complain about it. So what's been going on with you?
Well, I'm trying to get involved in local politics here in the Democratic Party. I noticed there are some things going on with Republicans, and one issue that I wanted to just bring up, I know you said earlier to me tonight, you're also going to bring this up, is about the Syrian refugee crisis and how it's not been really promoted much through politics, and it's instead it's been demoted. There are some politicians doing some things that are just not right.
Well, I know you've been working in the news business for a long time. Kind of give my listeners a little bit about who you are and what all have you done in the past, because I know you've been working in the media for a long, long time.
Yeah, that's right. I got involved into online publications before they even hit the internet in 2004. Associated Content was coming out. They had over 500,000 contributors. They merged into Yahoo News, and so I'm no longer with them. I was with Examiner.com, and I'm no longer with them. But I hit the spot here and there when it comes to online publications. I care about the community and the issues that matter to people.
Well, you're going to I want everybody to know that you, even though you're not with them, but you're going to be working with us with the Libido News. And also working with us, even with this radio show, and keeping us updated on what's going on, because I think the listeners need to know what's going on. I don't cover a lot of local stuff. I need to, because I am local here in Fort Worth, but I cover more of the national things, but it's good to have people like you who's on a local level to be able to talk about what's going on a local level, because we do have a lot of local listeners right here in Fort Worth that do tune in to the program and tune into the podcast. What you think about that?
I think it's great that you're out there putting news out there, whether it's national news, local news, because it's a small world. And when you have the chance to work with somebody like you, it's a really great opportunity just to further my name out there and to be able to give the concern I have for the people.
Yes, and the good part about it, we have people from all across the country that are tuning in to us, and that tune into us by phone and also tune into us online. So it's really a blessing to be able to have that many people that's been tuning into the program. Now, tonight we already know, and I want you to talk a little bit about it. Tonight's one of the biggest nights because this is the primary night tonight where they're going to vote. Can you kind of give me some information about that?
Well, I had checked the polls about an hour ago. I saw New Hampshire there. Ben Carson was on the rise. And now I'm a Democrat, and I stand with the Democratic National Committee on their points of views and their issues. But I just want to give a shout-out to Carson because he actually went overseas to visit with Syrian refugees when other Republicans are refusing to deal with the issue. And I think that's progress right there. You know, that's something different. And the world just needs to know we don't need to live in fear of the violent issues and the war-torn lands that are separating people from their homes. And
right.
So, yeah.
Wow. And that's amazing. I didn't even know he was still in the running because I haven't heard anybody even bring his name up.
Yeah, well, it's anyone's game. You know, everyone's flip-flopping, and it's a big race. There's so many people on this race. It's unreal. So,
because the biggest name that's been happening, it's been Donald Trump. Donald Trump. And he is, from my understanding, last time I checked a few minutes ago, he is leading the Republican nomination. What you think about that?
You know, I have to say, I have a lot of respect for the man. He's been on TV many years. He's built a big name for himself. He's done a lot for people as a billionaire. That's great. But when it's issue after issue and as controversial as it's been, I can't support that. I can't see progress being made when he has his own opinion and he's not willing to support refugees. He's not willing to initiative.
Well, not only that, you are so right about that. You make a good point when you say that. The problem that I have is that he doesn't really have respect for people in general. If you're not like him, he doesn't have any respect for you, and he's very disrespectful. If you look at some of the videos of him, you can hear him cursing and saying this some crazy stuff, and he's trying to be politically correct, I guess you could say that. You're right, politically incorrect.
Yeah, because I know that he tried to talk about some real issues and make it look almost humorous, yet there's no solution. The only solution that he has is to discourage the progress that's being attempted to be made, and that's not progress.
No, it's not. And as a matter of fact, I think if he becomes the president, that it could get worse.
I can't see a nation being led by a billionaire who's sending out robocalls to tell people directly that we don't need the Syrian refugees here. I really am in shock over that tactic, and it's not helpful. It really is scornful when you. Well, for me, I've been just tonight doing some research on Muslim Americans, and there's one specific place in the UK called impact.com, and they're asking for an initiative for a White House advisory board because there's just not many protections for Muslim Americans out there, and instead there's a generalization spilling around that Trump is provocating himself. And so progress needs to be made, definitely.
Wow, that's very interesting what you're saying. And you know what? It's so funny because we do have a lot of listeners in the UK that tune into my program.
Hello, Europe. I know that's where a large part of refugees have resolved to be. Europe has been extremely awesome in helping out the situation.
Yeah, you're right. I definitely agree with you on that. We got Lindsay line with us. Good evening, Lindsay. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Lindsay lives in ATX, Austin, Texas.
Yes.
So what's going on out there? Where you at, Lindsay?
Well, it was warm earlier during the day, and then now it's getting cold.
Okay.
So yeah, just been cooking up a storm.
Okay. Well, say hi to my caller that's tuning in to us.
Hello, how are you? Hello?
Oh, Lindsay, hello,
five,
how are
five.
You?
Hi. I don't listen to you. Sure, if you're there.
I'm okay. There.
Yeah, I agree.
What do you
with
think,
you.
Lindsay? What do you think about what she just got through talking about? Do you agree with her?
Yeah, I have to agree.
Mm-hmm.
I have to agree that I also think Donald Trump. You know, he might be ahead and everything. On the Republican side, but you know, I think with him cursing and saying a lot of nonsense stuff, you know, I don't think he would be great president.
I agree with you, Lindsay. No, he would not. He would not be a good president. He would not.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Well, we're gonna take a quick station break, and we'll be coming back. We're gonna have Mo, and we're gonna talk about some more hot topics that's making news, and we'll be right back. You tune in to us right here on Up and Down Magazine Radio. We'll be right back.
Worldwide, online, the best radio station.
This is Chili Moe from Coast to Coast, 13th Street Records in Los Angeles. And currently, we're implementing the International Stop the Violence campaign. Our focus is on 3 points, and that is the lack of education, the lack of jobs, and poverty. So we're looking for men and women to help us in mentoring not only the good students, but at-risk students. We're also looking for businesses and corporations to step up and give opportunities such as job training and jobs to our young men and women. But we feel that by addressing the lack of education and the lack of jobs, that will be the solution to poverty. But what we really need to do is to change the mindset of young men and women, but more importantly, change the mindset of adults. And ultimately, we can change the mindset of humanity. You can contact me at www.chilimostmusic.com. That's www.chilimostmusic.com. Peace.
Hi, Dallas Fort Worth. I'm Darnell Bella, your new radio talk show host. Make sure you tune in to Up and Down Magazine Radio Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. All you got to do is give us a call at 347-989-1725. We talk about everything from music to news to sex to everything. You never know who's going to be a guest on the radio show. So tune in to me, Darnell Ballard, Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Your voice do count. And you can give us a call at 347-989-1725. We talk about political news from Donald Trump to Hillary Clinton. You never know who we're going to talk about. Tune in to us Monday through Friday.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business. And some careless driver crashes into you. What happened? Was he texting? Was he drunk? Who's going to pay for all of this? You need some answers. I'm attorney Roderick White. And if you've been injured in a car accident, call me at 214 or 817. I got you. Since 2002, I've been fighting careless drivers and big insurance companies. And if you call, I'll fight for you. So if you want real answers to your car wreck questions and real help with your car wreck problems, I got you. Never settle for less. Call me, Attorney Roderick White, anytime, 24/7, for a free consultation at 214-817-I-GOT-YOU. That's 214-817-446-8968. Or visit us online at igotyou.net.
Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
In Your Face Entertainment, in conjunction with Big Big Baby Productions, baby. You need studio time. You need hot tracks. You need promotion, marketing, managing. Call me, your boy, G-Fly, 910-354-5127. That's 910-354-5127. And for more in-depth information, you can visit us online at www.inyafacent.com. We're looking for talent, rappers, gospel singers, Five and Angel Records for gospel music, In Your Face Entertainment talent for hip hop and rap and R&B artists. We got what you need, baby. High quality, green screen effect, music videos, $100, $150 with effect. We got what you need. In Your Face Entertainment talent, Big Me Baby.
Are you looking for more time to spend with your friends and family? Are you tired of living payday to payday? Would you like to wake up when you're finished sleeping? Do you have too much month at the end of your money? Do your kids know the babysitter better than you? If you're ready to do something about it, go to www.enjoymylife.info.
Online and on the go on your mobile phone, we're the internet's best choice.
All right, y'all, man. We are the internet radio station best program in the world right here. We are still doing it real big. I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that are tuning in to us on this wonderful, wonderful, Tuesday night? It's hard to believe it's Tuesday night. We're going to go live to the phone lines. I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that are tuning in to us from all over. I also got to say a big shout out to Rhonda, who is tuning in to us. She said she's enjoying the program and she liked what we're talking about, and she loved the hot topic we're talking about. And we're gonna go back to the phone lines. I'm having a computer problem, y'all. Sometimes this happens. Y'all can just bear with me for a few minutes. We're gonna get right back where we need to be at. Sometimes this happens, especially when it's live radio. Let me see. Okay. Hope you guys are doing good. All right. Let me see. All right. We are going back live to my dear friend, 817-565. You are live on the radio with us.
Hello again, Donnell, and welcome back, listeners.
You know, I had some technical problems. Sometimes they happen, especially when you're doing live radio. You never know what's going to happen on, you know, when you're doing live radio. We got Liz still with us, and also want to say a big shout out to a lot of people that are tuning in to us by Facebook. So what else you want to talk about, friend?
Did you mention the other politicians? Are you talking about the main primary race right now, or is it issues?
Yes, the main
one.
The hottest topic right now, Donald Trump. I mean, this is all that's been on TV that people have been talking about. I mean, I'm tired of hearing them talk about him. I think that's been the biggest hot topic.
An initiative that I've been going through the White House in the last couple of years. Free College has been on the board on the Democratic debate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a supporter of free college. I know how hard it is to pay back
Me
loans.
Too.
I know how hard it is to get an education. And that's why I went into journalism and online publications, because I started learning online. And I think personally, there's good points being made. Hillary made a good point in the last debate that how do we afford free college? And of course Bernie came back, he's a supporter, he's going to try to push that topic. Well, those are both valid points. it's an expense, and we're already in a deficit budget. But I know that the issue of free online college has not come up, and I don't know if that's ever going to be talked about. I've been an online college student. I know what it's like to go online. And, you know, just like elementary school kids get a laptop or an iPad, I think the government could provide that. I mean, no one's brought that up. That's just my opinion. So
I think that's I think it's good. I think what you're saying is really good. I think we need to have more people thinking like that, and maybe we will get that free school college. I mean, if you think about it, they rob us. Half of the people that went to college got robbed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The college campuses are dangerous. There's parties going on there. There's all kinds of wild stuff. I never fit in on campus, and that's why I have done my education online. So.
Have you noticed the difference doing your education online?
Well, you do get to interact with people. The instructors are awesome. And most of the materials, depending on the college, are online as well. And a lot of the resources that I've had to do for research papers or learning anything about politics or journalism has been available online. So there's so many online digital resources. Library of Congress.gov is online. Just a numerous amount of information that you can do online instead of wasting your time online. I think that's what America doesn't realize, that it's an entertainment source. There's a lot of commercialism online, but the government's online. Whitehouse.gov is online. Anything you want to do is online. You know, so I don't see why college online couldn't be there.
Yeah, you're right. I got some. I have some breaking news, y'all. It just came in. This came in from Associated Press. Bernie Sanders just won the nomination for Democrat as far as presidential.
All right, Bernie.
So he's doing good, and I think a lot of his ideas, a lot of the young people are the one that's actually voted for him. So, I'm not seeing no update on Donald Trump. Do you see any kind of updates right now?
I don't have my laptop in front of me at the moment, so I'm not pulling the polls right now.
And then the polls close at 7 o'clock our time, which is 8 o'clock their time. So we just have to continue to get an update.
Now,
go ahead.
Hi, Hillary.
What would you say?
I said, what do y'all think about Hillary?
I like her. I really do like. I like Hillary. I think she would be a good president. But I think the email is what got her in so much trouble. What do you think about that, friend?
I see it as even Republicans are doing that too.
Talk up a little bit. I can better hear you.
I said that apparently Republicans are doing that too, you know, and but they're not saying nothing about Republicans doing that and breaking, you know, it's always Democrats that in fault.
Well, the bottom line is they gotta come up with something to try to get less people to vote for her, because they want to. 80% of these Republicans want to win. So they're going to do everything they can. They're going to badmouth you. They're going to do everything they can to make sure you don't get elected. That's just the bottom line. And now it's really sad. It's really sad.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's a bad rap for Hillary. I don't quite understand what it means, but I know that when you have to go and sit down in front of a congressional committee on live TV, for that many hours to be questioned what's going on in your email box, there's some concern about sensitive information. And I'm not a computer scientist. I don't know how you have to protect sensitive information. And I know that's not explained, but it is a bad rap for Hillary. And what's worse, I think, is that she is a strong feminist. And to have a woman running for president that wants to be the first woman president that gets a bad rap is... It's hard. It's hard
good.
To take that as a feminist. I'm also a feminist, and it's hard to deal with that, to realize how you manage
your online information can be the first thing you get slammed on, the first thing that the press is going to put in front of you and question as far as your reputation. So
I think
there needs to be more learned about computer science in keeping emails.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's so true. You are so right about that. All right, Jacob, we're going to take another quick break. You know, we got to pay these bills. That's how we keep the radio show on. Well, we just got another call that just came in. Let's try to take some more phone calls. We're going to go live to area code 931. You are live on the radio, 931. Well, I thought we had 931. All right, we'll be right back.
Hello? All right.
Do y'all hear anything?
Are you looking for more time to spend with your friends and family?
No gimmicks. No funny songs. No funny sayings. No fake, stupid conversations. Just real talk and real help from a real car wreck lawyer. I'm attorney Roderick White. And if you've been injured in a car accident, call me at 214 or 817. I got you. It's real simple. I fight big insurance companies, and I help car wreck victims put their lives back together. So if you want real answers to your car wreck questions and real help with your car wreck problems, I got you. Never settle for less. Call me, attorney Roderick White, anytime, 24/7, for a free consultation at 214 or 817. I got you. That's 214 or 817 446-8968. Or visit us online at igotyou.net.
Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
All right, then I want to say a big shout-out to my producer, Tony. Tony is producing, and he told me he's working on trying to get the computer back to running. We're going to go live to the phone lines. I think we got the phone line open up for 931-743. You are live on the radio.
What's up, Donnie B?
Hey, how you doing? Who I'm speaking with?
Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne. Welcome to the show. What's going on with you tonight?
Not much. I haven't talked to you in a while. Just thought I'd call and say hello.
Okay. So thank you for doing that, man. We talking about some hot topics, man. We talking about Donald Trump tonight. What are your thoughts on him?
He's a trip to me, but I don't want to get into that.
hey, this is free speech. You can say whatever you want to say, as long as you keep it clean.
Right.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No.
You said no. All right, man. We are back to Lindsay and our other dear friend live with us right here on hot95radio.org, and we are talking about some real important hot topics. What else y'all want to talk about tonight? I know it's more news going on tonight.
Well, I hear that Beyonce had the new music video out, and
very interesting.
It's with her daughter. Blue Ivy is in there.
What?
Yeah.
She's in the video?
She's in the video. I think it's to do with, since it's Black History Month, she did the music video. To me, I think it's okay, the music. It's different from the others, you know.
Wow.
But,
okay.
I'll be on the fan.
Huh?
I've never been a Beyonce fan.
Really?
I never really been. But I know it's a lot of people that are Beyonce fans, but I've never been one. What did y'all think about what happened at the Super Bowl? Do y'all think she did a great job?
I mean, she was okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she did, the way she was dressed, she did give tribute to Michael Jackson. Yes, because back then, I think in 1993, when he performed for the Super Bowl, he had that gold, striped, I don't know, like a jacket or some sort, or something to do with his outfit. So Beyonce is kind of a female version to it, but she had the gold, the same thing kind of like Michael Jackson did. And I thought that was nice for the trip, you know. I have to say I liked about her. Bruno Mars, you know, he was doing his thing.
I thought Lady Gaga did a great job as far as doing the national anthem. I thought she did a really, really super job on that. I was impressed with that.
I thought she dressed up really beautiful. Honestly.
Yes, yeah. Well, I won't say that. I say all right.
I'm going to the Broncos, but I was born in Aurora, Colorado. I rooted for them last year throughout the Super Bowl and went through agony realizing they were just short of winning last year's Super Bowl. So it's like a prayer come true that the Broncos walk away in a championship.
I know. I'm
I'd
so happy for
them. I'd
happened
in my lifetime before, so...
I thought they did a good job. Now, I am very concerned about Jason Garrett, y'all, right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But all those Cowboys fans, I really think they need to get rid of Jason Garrett and get him a new head coach.
Yeah.
That's my...
They need a new... Either a new coach or a couple of new players.
I've been a soccer coach, but I can teach kids how to kick the soccer ball. I don't know.
Hey,
are
you
better?
Wait a minute. You need to teach my son because that's what he wants to. He loves that. If we can get somebody to teach him, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Right, Tony is telling us it's time. Ooh, these breaks go by quick. Tony's telling us it's time to go to a quick break again. To pay the bills, we'll be right back with more. You tune in to us on Up and Down Magazine Radio. If you want to give us a call, you can call us at 347-989-1725. I'm going to say a big shout-out to Tammy. She's tuning in to us in H-Town, Houston, Texas. She said she loves the show. She said she's enjoying the program tonight. We're talking about some really good topics tonight. And we'll be right back with more right here on Hot95Radio.org, your number one online radio show.
Worldwide. Online, the best radio station.
This is Chili Moe from Coast to Coast, 13th Street Records in Los Angeles. And currently, we're implementing the International Stop the Violence campaign. Our focus is on 3 points, and that is the lack of education, the lack of jobs, and poverty. So we're looking for men and women to help us in mentoring not only the good students, but at-risk students. We're also looking for businesses and corporations to...
No gimmicks, no funny songs, no funny sayings, no fake, stupid conversations. Just real talk and real help from a real car wreck lawyer. I'm attorney Roderick White, and if you've been injured in a car accident, call me at 214 or 817. I got you. No gimmicks, no funny songs, no funny sayings, no fake, stupid conversations.